Pack your lunch and strap on your sandals, because this week's Discovery journeys back to Jerusalem for a different look at the gospel story. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. Well, over the last 2,000 years, the story of Jesus has been told over and over again by a multitude of people. But rarely do we stop and think about the origins of the stories, as author Naomi Alderman does in her thought-provoking novel, The Liar's Gospel. Well, the story offers a different take on the life of Jesus of Nazareth. This isn't the story of the Messiah, the Son of God. It's a story of a popular preacher who was most likely a bit off his rocker, as seen by people who tended to embellish the truth where convenient, to tell the story that they wanted people to hear. This, then, is a story told through the eyes of a lonely mother, a disgruntled disciple, a politicking high priest, and a ruthless rebel against Rome. Well, as you might expect, The Liar's Gospel is a challenging novel, but it also offers some interesting insights into the times surrounding Christ's life. Alderman uses great detail to depict the unrest in Jerusalem, and she shows how the historical context played into the story that's told in the Gospels. At the same time, the novel also challenges readers to take a step back from the gospel stories to see Jesus the way that others may have seen him. Some of the assumptions and observations that Alderman makes will sometimes frustrate Christian readers, but the story poses an interesting question. If you were around at the time and observed Jesus' behavior, how would you react? Another challenge, however, is Alderman's style. She insists on using original translations of the characters' names, like Miriam instead of Mary. And while it proves that she's clearly done her research, it really only serves to distract and frustrate readers. But is this historical novel worth the challenge, or should you stick with something lighter? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say borrow it. Despite its occasional distractions, The Liar's Gospel offers a fascinating new perspective on the gospel story. If you're willing to keep an open mind about its interpretation of the events, you're sure to find it both interesting and insightful. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. The Liar's Gospel by Naomi Alderman is 230 challenging and compelling pages long and is available from Little Brown & Company. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.